He's all auspicious, the enemy of the demons. He carries the Sudarshan Chakra and club, gives liberation to the devotees. He's Lakshmi's husband, bestows good fortune. He's worshipable by Lakshmi and the beloved child of Devaki. Sri Devo Devaki Sutta. He's a proprietor of all wealth, Sripati, or the Lord of Radha. And he's lotus eyes and a lotus navel. He is the Lord of the universe, the son of Vasudev. He's never bewildered. He's a controller of Brahma and Rudra, and the Lord who rides in the back of Garuda. Gopal is the shelter of all living entities. He resides in a transcendental abode, glorified by demigods, the supreme controller, disc in hand, full of opulences, known by the Vedas in ocean of mercy, in Dayanidhi. Veda Vedyo Dayanidhi. He's the supreme personality of Godhead, controls everyone, maintains the cows and earth, sustains all, unlimited, devoid of material qualities, unlimitedly glorified. Gopal has no substitute and is never influenced. He's the only shelter of the whole universe. He's devoid of material form. Is self-effulgent, is both the cause and the effect, the ultimate annihilator, is the predominating Lord of Om, the giver of liberation and the supreme controller of all. Sri Gopal descends whenever there is a decline in religious principles. He's the emperor of the whole world. Completely spiritual, he's affectionate to his devotees. He's present everywhere. He was bound by the belly by Mother Yashoda. He's blackish blue, the husband of Saraswati, and he protects Mathura. He's the lord of Mathura, Mathurapati. Devaki Garba. Gopal appeared from Devaki's womb. He's a Yashoda Vatsalo. He's the beloved affectionate child of Yashoda. He annihilates miscreants and puts all living entities to rest at the time of dissolution. He is Sankarshan, a source of happiness, the lord of all living entities and the proprietor of the heavenly planets. Gopal is indestructible, the knower of religious principles, completely pure, never disturbed, the only giver of liberation. He's ever-existing, and his bodily color resembles a blue cloud. He possesses infallible characteristics. He is a knower of everything. He's overwhelmed by the beauty of Kamala Radha. He is a master of the senses. He wears yellow garments and is the beloved son of Vasudev. Vasudev Priyatmaja. Nandagopa Kumarayo. Navanita Shana Prabhu. Gopal is the son of Nanda Maharaj. He is enjoyer of butter, the butter thief, the lord of the universe, the original personality, Prana Purusha, the oldest person. He's the greatest, and he carries a conch and is very powerful. He's capable of going everywhere. He is the wheel of time, has four arms, carries a club, destroys demigods' distress, reveals himself only to devotees, and has a weapon called Nandak. Gopal enjoys wandering Vrindavan. He appeared in the Shori dynasty. He is an expert flute player, Venovadya Visharada. He killed Trinavarta. He is death personified for demons. He's very brave and has unlimited prowess. He destroyed Shakatasura, killed Bakasura. Gopal destroyed Shakatasura, Bakasura, Danakasura, Putana, and he assumed the form of Lord Nisringadev. He's the grandfather of all human beings, to Pitamaha Guru Shakshi. He's the supreme guru and the lone witness. He is the individual soul, the Almighty, beyond all arguments and the controller of dreams. Gopal is self-satisfied, worshipable by everyone. He is a source of material creation full of ecstatic symptoms. He is sober, tolerant, the spiritual master of the whole world, the super soul and controller of all. He is fully transcendental, the knower of past, present and future, and a spiritual master of demigods. He lies in the ocean of milk, sustains the universes. He is the protector of Lakshmi Devi, the elder brother of Lakshman, the husband of Bhumi. He is unlimitedly glorious and worshipped by Shiva. He is a Loka Shakshi Jagat Chakshu. He is a witness of everything in the world and a seer of everything. He awards piety to those who sing his glories. He is more beautiful than millions of cupids and the enchanter of the whole world. Sri Gopal is a sweet smile as a coward boy, surrounded by coward inhabitants, has eyes like fully blossomed lotuses, and is a killer of miscreants like Chanura, Indivara Dala Shamo. Gopal is dark as a lotus, blue lotus, and Bari Barhavatamsaka. He's decorated with a crown of peacock feathers. He makes everyone happy with the sound of his murali, and he's decorated with beautiful garlands and cloth. Murali Nidadalado. Sri Gopal's forehead is very broad and beautiful. He has charming eyebrows, a throat shaped like a conch shell. He has wide eyes. He's a husband of Lakshmi and possesses auspicious symptoms, and he's auspicious to see, Shubhadarshana. Gopal's chest is broad and powerful. He has four arms. He's the origin of the various quadruple forms, Chaturvyuha Murtis. Gopal's glories are spread throughout the three worlds, Trivikram. He is free from all contamination, is fully sanctified and destroyer of the enemies. He destroys the enemies of cows and the enemies of brahmanas and the enemies of demigods. Kirita Kundaladhara. Gopal is adorned with a crown and Makara Kundala earrings, bracelets, armlets, rings, and a colorful band of cloth, Kati Sutra Virajita, surrounds his beautiful belly. Gopal's lotus feet are decorated with ankle bells. He is completely beautified with various ornaments. He walks like a dancer. His entire body is Divya Mangala Vigraha. His divine body is most auspicious. Gopal is the object of pleasure for the gopi's eyes. Gopika Nayanandana. Nayanananda. Purna Chandra Nibhanana. His face is as beautiful as the full moon. He gives happiness to the people of the world. Jagadananda. He looks charming and the very source of everyone's pleasure. Sundara Lokanandana. Gopal wanders along the banks of the Yamuna, Jamuna Tira Sanchari. He fulfills Radharani's divine desires. Radha Manmata Vaibhava. He is dear to the ladies of Braj, Gopanari Priyo. He is fully self-controlled, Danto, and the Lord who stole the clothes of the gopis, Gopi Vastra Appaharaka. Shringara Murti Sridhama. Gopal is the personified Murti of Shringara Ras, the abode of all opulence, or we can say Sridhama means the abode of Radharani. He delivers the conditioned souls. He's the root cause of all universes and the only means to protect the creation. He destroys the cruel demons. Kurasura Vibhanjana. Gopal killed the Naraka demon, Mura demon, and the enemies of his devotees. He's Aditya Priyo. He's dear to the demigods. He's the Lord who frightens the demons, and he's the very form of Shiva. Gopal destroyed the family of Jarasandh. He's the enemy of Kamsa. He's very powerful. And he's glorified with selected verses. Punya Shlok Kirtanayo. Yadavendra Krishna. He is the king of the Yadavas and glorified by everyone in the whole world. He enjoys pastimes with Rukmini. He's the dearest of Satyabhama and Janvavati. And Mitravinda, Nagnajiti, and Lakshmana worship him in Dwarka. Sadakara Kule Jato. He is born in the dynasty of the moon god, Ananta Prabal. He possesses unlimited prowess and he's full of good fortune. He's always present in Dwarka. He's the lord of the Yamuna, the daughter of Surya. He accepts the form of a human being to perform his pastimes. He's the husband of 16,000 queens and the ultimate bestower of sense gratification and liberation. Gopal is known to the students of Vedanta. He is worshipped to attain liberation. As the object of all knowledge, the proprietor of the entire universe who lifted Govardhan Hill, he guides all living entities and is compassionate to them as well. Gopal has a divine form. He is a super soul within all living entities, the knower of everything. Yet he is easily attained by devotion. He's very expert. Sarva Shastra Visharad. He's expert in all the scriptures. Sadguna Aishvarya Sampana. He is full of the Aishvaryas, six opulences. Purna Kamo. He fulfills all the desires of his devotees. He is most intelligent, magnanimous, the giver of salvation, and the proprietor of all planets. Gopal has no beginning, no middle, and no end. He possesses a form made of Vishuddha Sattva. He's extraordinary, unequaled, the supersoul of all animate and inanimate living entities, and the protector, and he's affectionate to and protects his surrendered souls. Utpati Stiti Samhara. He's the cause of creation, maintenance, and destruction, the cause of all causes, very grave. He knows the intentions of all living entities. He possesses a form which is eternal. Sarva Bhava Gya. He understands the mood and bhava of everyone. He's full of knowledge and bliss. Eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Satchirananda Vigraha. He has armies everywhere, is fixed in truth. He himself is truthful and the very personification of truth. He's always determined to speak the truth. He is a verified, very, very form of truth and the enforcer of the laws of God. Satyavan, Satyavikrama, Satyavrata, Satyasamgya. He destroys the distress, Apanarti Prasamano. Destroys the distress of his surrendered souls. He protected the prestige of Draupadi. He is the origin of Cupid. He is the most wise and the Lord who is the hero of the entire universal drama. Jagannathak Vaibhav. Sri Gopal is controlled by devotional service. Bhakti Vashyo. And controlled by his devotee. He's beyond the three modes of material nature. He bestows all the goals of life He's the enemy of Shishupal, and he severed the thousand hands of Banasura. He awarded bhakti to Bhishma. He performed transcendental pastimes, destroyed the Kauravas, and he's dear to the Pandavas, and drives a chariot of Arjuna, Partha Sarathi. Narasingho, he is Lord Nrisimhadev. He's supremely valiant. He appeared Stambhajato. He was born from a pillar. He's the best among the most powerful, the giver of benediction to Prahlad. Prahlad Varada, the benefactor of saintly persons. He is worshipable by the demigods, and he gives fearlessness to the devotee. He is a brother of Indra, as Vamanadeva, yet he is superior to Indra. He is the Lord who captured Bali Maharaj and gave benediction to Gajendra. He is the Lord of the universe and worshipped by all the demigods. He rests on the bed of Ananta Shesh, rides on the back of Garuda, is always victorious, possessor of unending opulence, and is always self-satisfied. Sri Gopal is the master of the best yogis, the witness to all pious and impious activities, the knower of the body, the giver of transcendental knowledge. He lives in the lotus-like heart of the yogis, and he's always in the association of Yogamaya. Sri Gopal is present within each letter, word, and sound. Nara Bindu Kalatitash. He is a bestower of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, liberation, Chaturvarga Phala Prada. Gopal travels on the path of the Susumna nerve, Susumna Marg Sanchari. He is present in the body of everyone. He's the witness of the body, senses, mind, and life air. He is the giver of consciousness. Very subtle, he can travel anywhere. The supersoul of all living entities, and known only through spiritual knowledge. Tattva Trayatmako, he preaches the three truths, which are the Supreme Lord, the Jivas or living entities, and the material world, Bhagavan, Jiva, and Maya Jagat. Krishna is incomprehensible. Sri Gopal danced on the hood of Kaliya. He is the supreme Brahman. Conversant with the principles of Varnashram, he is peaceful and full of compassion. And Gopal never feels fatigue. Srinivasa. Srinivas. He is the abode of Radharani. Sadanando. Therefore, he's always blissful. Vishwamurti, his forms are everywhere in the universe. Mahaprabhu, he is the supreme master. He has thousands of heads, eyes, and legs. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat, and he is the supreme person. Sri Gopal is the basis of all universes, the protector of all living entities, the ultimate proprietor, the knower of everyone's intentions, Sarvabhava Gyo, and the beloved Lord of the Gopis, Gopika Pranavallabh. Gopal is Niyotsavo Nitya Sokyo, Nitya Shir Nitya Mangala. He's eternally fresh, enjoys, and possesses eternal happiness. He's eternally auspicious and worshipped in his quadruple forms, Chatravyuha Murti. He is a friend of the whole world and the Lord of Vaikuntha. Gopal is a condensed form of complete bliss. He dresses as a coward boy, gives happiness to the devotees. He is bluish black like a rain cloud. He is gentle and a form of complete peace. Shant Vigraha. Gopanga. Gopanga Avrito Ananta. Gopal is surrounded by the gopis. He is Ananta, limitless. Vrindavana Samashraya. He is taking shelter of Vrindavan. Venavadarata. He's always playing on his flute. Shreshto. He's the greatest and the benefactor of the demigods. Devanam Hitakaraka. Balakrita Samasakto. Samasakto. Gopal is fond of playing with the young gopas, Balakrita. He's expert at stealing butter. Is it Gopal Kamani, the paramour of the gopis and the crest jewel of thieves, Chora Jara Shikamani? Gopal is fully transcendental. He lives in the spiritual sky. He always appears before his devotees. Is the object of the 18-syllable mantra. He's present everywhere. And he is the Lord who purifies the three worlds. Lokapavana. Sri Gopal is a crest jewel of 70 million mantras. Saptakoti Mahamantra. He's a crest jewel of demigods. He's realized through scriptural and realized through Shastra and scientific perception. He is a source of all illumination and the director of the entire world. Tejo Rashir Jagatpati. Bhakta Loka Prasanatma Bhakta Mandara Vigraha Bhakta Daridra Damano Bhaktanam Pritidayaka. Gopal is always eager to please his devotees and make them happy. Prasanatma. He is always ready to fulfill his devotees' desire. He always destroys the poverty of his devotees. He's always ready to bestow desired result to his devotees. He's always giving his love, Pritidayaka, to his devotees. Bhaktadina mana pujyo, Bhaktaloka shivankara, Bhaktabhishta pradasarva, Bhaktagoga nikrintana. Gopal is always under the control of his devotees. He's always worshipped by great personalities like Brahma. He is the benefactor of his devotees and always fulfills the devotees' wishes. And he always delivers his devotees from all sinful reactions. Apara Karuna Sindur Bhagavan Bhakta Tatpara. Sri Gopal is the unfathomable ocean of mercy. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is always ready to deliver his devotees. Sri Gopal Sahasranam Stotra Samapt Ki Jai. Thus ends the translation of the shlokas of the Gopal Sahasranam Stotra. Anyone remembers these thousand names of Sri Radhika Nath, the Lord of Sri Radha, or the Lord of Sri Radhika, all his sinful reactions will be destroyed. Kandanam Mrityunashanam, and one will be free from an untimely death. Vaishnavanam Priyakaram, Maharoga Nivaranam, Brahmahatya Sarapanam, Parastri Gavanam Tata. The Gopal Sahasranam awards the desired result to the Vaishnavas. It cures the most difficult to cure diseases, counteracts the sin of killing a brahmana, drinking wine and enjoying another's wife. Paradravya paharanam, paradvesha samanvitam, manasam vachikam kayam, yat papam papasambhavam. One can immediately nullify the sinful reactions of plundering another's wealth, becoming envious, or committing sinful activities with one's mind and speech. One becomes free from these sins by remembering and chanting Gopal Sahasranam. One should worship the Gopal Sahasranam book with articles of worship and some foodstuff. First of all, one should sit down and peacefully meditate on Sri Radha. It's text 6 and 7 of the Shrutifal. Pushtakam pujayitva tu, naivedya dibir evacha, radha dayanankito diro, Vanamala Vibhushita. Shatam Ashtotaram Devi Patein Nama Sahasrakam Chaitra Shukle Chakrishne Cha Kuhu Sankranti Vasare. O Parvati, one should also recite the Gopal Sahasranam 108 times on either Purnima, Amavasya, or the Sankranti in Chaitra Mas. Raviware cha shukle cha dvadashyam shadavasare brahmanam pujayitva cha bojayitva vidanato. If one properly worships brahmanas on a Sunday, a Purnima full moon day, or on Dwadasi, or the day of a funeral, along with chanting the Gopal Sahasranam, then all his desires will be completely fulfilled. Sri Gopal Sahasranam ki jai. Sri Krishna Janmastami ki jai.